Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Rushali. Can you tell me when the order for the new protective eyewear will be here? We need the goggles next week because the workers on the factory floor will have to wear them to operate the new equipment.
Oh, I'm glad you brought it up. The shipment of goggles is due to arrive on Monday morning and requires a manager's signature, but I'm leaving to go on vacation tomorrow. Will you be able to sign for it?
No, sorry. I'll be busy helping the technicians install the new equipment. Why don't you ask Morty?
Number 32. What does the man ask the woman about? Number 33. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 34. Why will the man be unavailable? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling because I have a question for the pharmacist about the medicine my doctor prescribed, but I've been waiting on hold for over 10 minutes. Now I have to go to a meeting.
I'm sorry, we've been so busy this morning. Since you don't have time to talk now, you might want to visit our website. You can click on a link to chat with a pharmacist, and they can answer your questions by instant message.
Okay, thanks. I'll try that out later this afternoon.
Number 35. According to the woman, what is the purpose of the call? Number 36. What does the woman complain about? Number 37. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Kate. You're not leaving now, are you?
I usually leave around this time. Do you need something?
Well, I'm designing this website for a client, and could you have a look at it?
The Richardson website?
Yes. They want a site that works on mobile devices, but the text isn't showing up correctly on the mobile site.
I do need to get going, but I'll be happy to have a look at it later tonight when I get home and see if I can get this fixed.
Number 38. What does the man imply when he says,
"You're not leaving now, are you?"
Number 39. What does the man say he is working on? Number 40. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Margaret from Templeton Corporation. I'm calling about our catering order for this Friday. I know we agreed on a menu last week, but is it too late to change one of our selections?
Well, I'm glad you called. I was just about to get in touch with my vendor to order the supplies we'll need for your event. What would you like to change?
I'd like to switch the meat lasagna to the vegetarian lasagna. Some of my colleagues don't eat meat, and I forgot about that when I was placing the order.
No problem. I'll revise the order and email you a new invoice to confirm the changes we're making.
Number 41. Where does the man most likely work? Number 42. Why does the woman call the man? Number 43. What does the man promise to send? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Eric. What did you think of the leadership seminar I led yesterday? It was nice to see the new managers from across all divisions. Did it give you any good tips?
To be honest, I supervise a team that works with machines in manufacturing, so it didn't offer much for me.
Oh, really?
Well, I know the seminar was meant for supervisors in all divisions, but it was more appropriate for those who work in an office on computers all day.
That's good to know. Actually, could you email me some of your comments? That'll help me improve the seminar for the future.
Number 44. What event are the speakers mainly talking about? Number 45. Which department does the man work in? Number 46. What is the man asked to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I saw your ad on television and I'd like to order 200 business cards. Could I have my company's logo printed on them?
Of course. All you have to do is send me an electronic copy of your company logo and we can take care of that for you. By the way, right now we're having a special on business cards. Orders of 500 or more are 10% off.
Honestly, I've just started my business.
Okay, we'll make it 200 then. Be sure to send your logo, and I'll work on a sample business card for you. I should be able to do it this afternoon.
Number 47. What is the man purchasing? Number 48. Why does the man say,
"I've just started my business"?
Number 49. What does the woman say she will do this afternoon? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello. Thank you for coming in to meet with me. In your email, you mentioned that you're looking to rent some space in an office building.
Yes, our current office is too small, so my business partner Jane and I would like your help in finding a larger one.
Sure. Are there any requirements you have for the location?
Jane, what do you think?
I want to make sure we have enough parking. Most of our employees drive to work.
Right, and it's also important that the office has short-term lease options. Our office is still expanding, and we don't know if the space will be large enough in the future.
Number 50. What are the speakers discussing? Number 51. What is Jane concerned about? Number 52. Why does the man want a short-term contract? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I was transferred to you by the bank's customer service desk. I'm interested in getting a loan to do some repair work on my home. Is that possible?
Certainly. Our bank offers different types of financing for home improvement work. Do you own the property?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then the first thing I'll need you to do is fill out a loan application so that we can check your financial history.
All right. Can I find that form online?
Actually, no. But I'll send one to you right away. Please fill it out and send it back to me. Can I have your home address?
Number 53. Why is the man calling? Number 54. Who most likely is the woman? Number 55. What will the woman do after the phone call? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Luca, our client from Seattle just informed us that instead of next weekend, he's coming to town tomorrow. I know you're in charge of organizing some activities after work for him.
Oh, that's a problem. I'd planned to take him to a concert, but that's next week.
There's a big baseball game at City Stadium this Thursday. What about taking him to that?
Great idea, but I'll have to ask our account manager right away if I can spend more than we'd planned to. Those tickets are going to be expensive.
I'm sure it'll be okay. After all, we couldn't have predicted this.
Number 56. According to the woman, what has happened? Number 57. What does the woman recommend doing? Number 58. What will the man do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Ms. Benedetti, welcome to Humboldt Broadcasting Company. I'm Charles Jones, senior producer of the morning news program.
Thanks. I'm excited about being on the show. It'll be great exposure for my new book.
I think it will be. We typically average 2.5 million viewers per episode. And let me introduce you to our production assistant, Alex Tanaka. We'll be talking with you to prepare for your interview on the show tomorrow.
It's nice to meet you, Ms. Benedetti. I'm a big fan of your writing.
Thanks. Before getting started, may I have a cup of coffee?
Certainly. Just a moment.
Number 59. Where most likely do the men work? Number 60. Who is the woman? Number 61. What does the woman request? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hitomi, did you know that Andy Torino, the famous jazz musician, is performing at the Orchestra Hall on June 18th?
I'd love to go and see him, but that date doesn't work. My friend is getting married then, and I'll be out of town for the wedding.
Wait, let me check. Oh, it looks like Andy Torino will be back for one more night of jazz a few weeks later. Do you want to go then?
Let me see the schedule. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Let's check if anyone else from our office would like to go and see the concert. I'll send out an email right now.
Number 62. Why will the woman be away? Number 63. Look at the graphic. When will the speakers go to a concert? Number 64. What does the woman say she will do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and receipt.
Welcome to Miller's Clothing Shop. May I help you?
Hi, I was in here last week. Do you remember me?
Oh, yes. I helped you pick out some clothes for work. Is there a problem?
Well, my friend threw me a party yesterday because it was my birthday, and someone gave me the same sweater I bought here last week. So I'd like to return that one and get my money back.
We can do that, but you could also exchange it for something else. We just got a brand new shipment of pants and skirts in beautiful spring colors.
No, thanks. I'd just like a refund for the sweater.
Sure. Can I see your receipt?
Number 65. What type of event did the woman go to yesterday? Number 66. Why does the woman want to return a piece of clothing? Number 67. Look at the graphic. How much will be refunded? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Hi, Jinhee. Glad to have found you. I'm so sorry I'm late.
Oh, don't worry. I wasn't waiting that long.
I actually arrived early, but I waited in the domestic arrivals area for a while before realizing that international arrivals were in a different terminal.
I've done that before. Anyway, I have all my bags. Shall we walk down to the train now?
Okay. So how was your flight?
It was smooth, and I'm happy to be here for the conference. But I'm a little concerned, though. I just received an email from my co-presenter. She's not feeling well and won't be able to lead the session with me tomorrow.
Number 68. Why was the man late? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Where will the speakers probably go next? Number 70. Why does the woman say she is concerned?